everyone. Welcome as we begin our preparation for Shabbos, Parshas Achrimos Kedosh. This week's Parshas Kedosh, particularly, there are many mitzvahs by Galadina, and I'd like to begin with what I think is the world's most difficult mitzvah, and that is the Avera of Loistik Toyer. The Torah forbids us to technikama, but more so Loisi Tor, which is an Isser, as Rashi says. If you ask someone to lend you an item, and you refuse, if tomorrow he asks you to lend him an item, and you say, yes, I'll lend it to you. I'm not like you, you didn't lend me, and I'm willing to lend to you. So we the Tira. That's an Avera. Now, that's very difficult. Here, someone refused to do me a favor. I'm agreeing to do him a favor. And I'm saying, see, I'm not like you. All right, that's hard. But wait. At least five Rishonim say that this Avera is not only if you say I'm not like you and I'm lending, but even to think that. But that is, as Rashi says here, in Perikin Test, Pasigit Ches, Shenoiter Ha'eva Belibai. If in your heart you have this taina, this complaint, that's the Avera. So, to the Rashbam on the Pasuk says, Loi Sitar, a syllable Vavcha. The Rabban says, Loi Sitar, Vavcha, in your heart. Don't hold on to what he did to you. And the Chinuch, it's the Resh Vendez. Dimna'anu melintar v'lidenu, mashahar alanu. The Shaitshuma of Eri Yaina, Leiver Kimmel, Rishbam et Ches. Eina Einish b'ze ala dibor, alam et tira b'lay. That is the tough one. This is saying that if someone, for example, did not invite me to his wedding, but now I'm making a wedding, so if I don't invite him where I otherwise would have, that's the cover. If I do invite him, and I think, my heart, I say, wow, he didn't invite me, but I'll invite him, that's also an Avera of Loisitar. Now this is an extremely difficult mitzvah, very, very hard, and I would like at least to make it a little better with one suggestion. A suggestion. What we said till now is what you should do. Work on Loisi Toyer, not having complaints to people at all. I would suggest, though, an exception to this. And this is based on a letter of Yisrael Salanter in the Ari Yisrael, the exception is Tivas Toyer, page Nun Ches in the traditional print. There, from Yisrael Salanter, talks about the fact that Chazal sometimes say an expression. Because sometimes I have an expression that you could have complaints to another person. Tarumai seems to be complaints that a person has, whether orally or in his heart. And it seems, from what Ristosal Adder is saying, and I should add, there are foot in the Pachet Yitzchak on Yom Kippur, Baimer Chof discusses this. It would seem that the Yisr is only when someone committed a sin of omission to you. That is, he did not invite you to his wedding. He did not lend you something that you asked him to lend. He committed a sin of omission. There's an avera of loisitar. If, however, he did something to you, that's an avera. He actually embarrassed you, or was lost. He did something to you actively. Now, I don't suggest the cover. But the issue of loisitar, it would appear, does not apply in such a case. That's what it seems from this letter of the Rebbe Strosalant. Look at the Yad Ketana on the Rabban Ochesdeis Perik Zayin Halach Yud. He seems to have this type of an approach, and therefore, the bottom line of what we're trying to accomplish is this. If someone refuses to do you a favor, he refuses to give you a lift. He refuses to help you with something. It's important to have an attitude that he's not obligated. It's not something he has to do. Now, if he does an avalah to me, if he does something he's not allowed to do to me, so the Torah doesn't forbid loisi tar. But there needs to be an understanding. If he just didn't do me a favor, didn't lend me something, a person should not have an attitude that the other person has to do me a favor. Loisi tar. This way, this issur of loisi tar becomes somehow more manageable in practical terms. Let's leave deeper, and I'd like to open up the Derech Rav Chaim Kanievsky's comments on Parshas Kedoshim. And here, when the Pesukim Hoicheh Techiyah, as Navi Stecha, and the Pesukim that follow, we have three very interesting Shailas, post of Chaim Kanievsky. I'd like to share them, and perhaps, if I may, have a comment on each. On Hoicheh Techiyah, as Navi Stecha, Rav Chaim Kanievsky is asked, somebody is giving classes to Balei Tshuva. He knows that one of these Balei Tshuva, who is a Kayan, is currently living with a Grusha, with a divorced woman, someone he is forbidden to. And the question was asked, what should this person say? The person they're giving this year, what should he say to this person? If he challenges him at this stage in his life, telling him it's offer, he's afraid that he'll alienate the person entirely, and the person won't have any connection to Yigabal Tshuva at all. Rav Shach is quoted here in the Sefer as being asked a similar question. About dealing with Balei Tshuva, and yet Balei Tshuva, you know, doesn't observe the laws of Taras HaMishpacha. If he doesn't observe the laws of Taras HaMishpacha, you have to tell him. Rav Shach responded that you have to tell him. Let him be mekabel the Torah as things go. If you're afraid that by telling him you'll alienate him, you don't have to tell him. I had a similar experience, and a shaila that I asked personally to Rav Moshe. It was a boy, actually two brothers, that I knew from my camp days. And at that stage, I was still a bacher. And one of them was becoming bar mitzvah, and I was very close with them. They were actually in one of the yeshivas here in Flatbush. And the shaila was the following. They were living at home with parents that were not keeping a kosher home. And the Shabbos, and they came to us, but weekdays, they were home, they were eating traces. And this boy was turning bar mitzvah. If I was going to tell him, you can't eat traces anymore, I was certain his mother was pulled from yeshiva and put him back into public school. Am I obligated to tell him or not? Rav Pop suggested that I ask Rav Moshe, and I did. And Rav Moshe replied, as was his style, very concisely and brilliantly, with the following sentence. He said to me, only a ger has to be the kabbal the whole Torah in one shot. Jew doesn't have to be the in one jump. And that message was a message that be the karavim as it goes. That message is important. Well, very important, very often, people are frustrated that they're not reaching high madregas. They want to achieve in learning, they want to achieve in Avodas Hashem, and it frustrates them. Nor a ger was the kabbalzai kol ha-Torah kulo b'vas pachas. Only a ger has to take the whole Torah in one shot. For the rest of us, we can do it patiently, a step at a time. What's surprising is that Rechaim Kanievsky says, in the case of this Grusha, that you should tell him he has to separate from the Grusha. But if he doesn't, don't let him come to class. It seems to be different than the advice of Rav Shach and Rav Moshe. In the Derech Sticha, the distinction is made, something which I don't fully understand. I invite you to look at it. At any rate, this is issue number one. The second point, on the Pasuk that they say Vatakum, Rav Chaim Kanievsky is asked, question, can somebody who's over 70 years old, is he permitted to walk into a room if he knows that the people will not stand up? Or is he either, unless they even receive a mishal? He's putting a mishal in front of them, they won't stand up. Interestingly, this too is a shaila that was once asked of me. I was at a wedding, and I was called out of the chuppah room, before the chuppah, to help resolve the problems of the dispute. The family wanted the grandparents to walk down the aisle. The grandfather said to me, I refuse. I am over 70 years old. People are obligated to stand up. When I'm going to walk down the aisle, they're not going to stand up. The Chalad, they stand up. The Chassid, they stand up. They're not obligated to. For me, they're obligated to. He said, I'm not looking for the covet. But how can I walk in? I walk down the aisle. Everyone sees us. I can walk in and not stand up. What does Chaim Kanievsky answer to this? Chaim Kanievsky responds, that is an etzem. Let him be Michael. The covet of Zikna is something that's given to Mechila. collective tzedakah. And you know that he's not an ani, he's not eligible for tzedakah. He's going around shul. Are you allowed to give him money? Why you would want to is a separate question. The question was, are you allowed to? He's posing as a poor man. So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, well, you have an eitzah, you can be meichel to money, give it to him as a gift. But then Shlomo Zalman says, this is not a good eitzah. Because Taisus in Kiddushin, believe that from the Testament day, says that your eitzah was the eitzah, if you give somebody something which would be an aveira, and in his mind, it is an aveira, and he does the aveira, and really a meichel. Taisus says that you're still eitzah to stay there. And therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, if you give the Ani the money and you say to him, this is a gift, it's okay. If he thinks it's tzedakah, he thinks it's an aveira, it's still a state. Getting back to Rav Chaim Kanievsky's eitzah, his eitzah was to be meichel. According to this tzedakah of Rav Shlomo Zalman, you would have to notify them that you're meichel. I mentioned this as well for the Moshe Shabbai, that we have to be more so here in this mitzvah to stand up when the Zalkein or a Talmud Chacham walk into the room. To stand up as halacha requires. People are lazy, are negligent. You're in shul. An elderly person walks in, of course, you should be standing up. The third Tzak Halacha from Chai Kiniesti is the most incredible. On the Pasuk Hashkiach Teshiach HaSavistecha, he's asked the child. Somebody suffered from robberies. Somebody was climbing up to the window of his apartment, coming in and stealing and robbing from him. He realized that this person was doing that. How is he climbing up? That there were some ropes there. There were some cords, which were probably part of the building or part of some aspect of the building. And this person was pulling himself up by these ropes and getting in the window at a high score. This person asked the following shiloh, can I replace those ropes? I'll replace them with ropes that can't hold the weight of a person. And when he climbs up, the rope will snap and will fall. Now he may be killed. He may climb up one or two stories and then fall. Am I allowed to do it? The second similar shiloh, somebody's stealing my food. Am I permitted to put poison into the food? And that way I'll catch the person who's stealing it and eating it. There's no way to catch it. Surprisingly, Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, it's mutter. He says, it's a price of Mr. Mesterachariv, where it says that Rabbi Yeshua had a guest who he thought might be a thief. And at night, when the guest was asleep in the attic, Rabbi Yeshua removed the ladder, the staircase. During the night, this thief stole Rabbi Yeshua's items, put them in a tablecloth, slung them over his shoulder, and left. But there was no staircase. He fell to the bottom floor and broke his neck. Chaim Kanievsky says, we see that this type of behavior is mutter. Wow. Now that's a chiddush. Somehow I can't imagine Rav Bob getting an eitzah such as that. Historically, he would. Certainly, from learning some understanding of exactly what that is. I'd like to leave you with a kasha. The kasha takes us to the beginning of Parashat Kedosh. Rashi says that if your father commands you to be Mechal Shabbos, that you should not listen to him. That's what the Pasuk is telling us. Akash, the Gemara of the Kabbalah of Tzadik Dalet says, you know he is Kibbut Abay, unless your father is Isa Maisa Abcha, not a Rasha. But if the father is a Rasha, then there's no mitzvah of Kibbut Abay. If the father is instructing his son to be Mechal Shabbos, doesn't that mean he's a Rasha? This is a kasha.
I believe it's asked by Rabbi Kinega. It's totally Yashay.
And with that, I wish everybody a wonderful Shabbos. As many of you know, this Sunday is the Taravadaz dinner to honor Rabbi Rabelski. Those of you who certainly are the Shaykhs or Rabelski, who can, to stop in at the palace during the evening, you can come into our Rosh Hashiva. It certainly is quite appropriate. Wishing everybody an absolutely wonderful Shabbos.